Ah, hammock. Check. Arnold Palmer. Check. Motorized solar shades. Yes, please. Get your home and patio spring ready with brand new custom window coverings from Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the easiest way to upgrade your home with custom window treatments. You can even stay in the hammock while Blinds.com handles the install. Just click installation at checkout and relax while we do the work for you. No matter how many window treatments you order, installation is always one low cost. Need help choosing? Talk to a Blinds.com design expert for free to help you make the best selection from classic shutters to outdoor roller shades and more. With over 25 million windows covered, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop Blinds.com and save 45% off selected products. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing's better than feeling comfortable in your own shoes. Maybe you're a parent raising a little rock star or a tech nomad working from anywhere. Allbirds wants you to be comfortable in your actual shoes too. Their wool runners, pipers, and loungers are so cozy, you might forget you're wearing them. And they're crafted from natural materials that tread lightly on our planet. So get comfortable in your shoes. Get to know the wool runners, pipers, and loungers at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
Coach, first off, congratulations to your program after taking care of business against NC State and Baylor. And we're excited for your game coming up on Friday against Princeton. Appreciate you doing this.
No problem. I'm happy to join you.
Well, let me just start you off. This team started out the year 6-0. We know all the expectations that were surrounding your program before this year. Then you lose six straight. At one point, you're sitting there at 9-8 after losing to UConn and Xavier. Just what does it say about your team's toughness to be in this spot after some early adversity?
Yeah, it's hard in this day and age. You know, when you go through a tough stretch and the, you know, the power of social media and the world that we live in where it's what have you done for me lately, it's hard for a young group to kind of stay focused and stay on track and be process oriented. But to our guys' credit, you know, that negativity never crept into our locker room. Guys stayed hungry. We got better during that stretch, and then when we got Ryan Kalkbrenner back and healthy, we were able to take off and play some of our best basketball.
Greg McDermott here with us. How do you look back at this past week, the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament, and just what your program was able to accomplish?
Yeah, you know, really happy, obviously, that we've been able to move on to the Sweet 16. But, you know, the way the two games transpired, really, you know, we didn't shoot it well against NC State, but Ryan Kalkbrenner was really a force on the block, and we were able to get him the basketball and do a good job defensively on their guards. And then against Baylor, you know, they did a good job of taking away Kalkbrenner, and our shooters stepped up and made shots, and we did a good job of you know, the trio of guards that Baylor has is probably as good as we faced all year. And, you know, to be able to keep two of those three in check and at least make Cryer work for his you know, he had 30 points, whatever he had, we made him work for it. So really proud of the way we went about it and the fact that we were able to win, you know, two games in two very different ways.
If you think your team could do better, it's not a bad place to be in when you guys are in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we weren't perfect, and I don't think anybody is this time of year, especially teams that aren't used to playing at altitude and you go out to Denver and have to deal with that. But I was pleased with the fact that we were able to get both those games to the pace that we're accustomed to and that we like. We got them going up and down, and you know, that's the best version of Blue Jay basketball.
You called this team a special group after the win to go to the Sweet 16, Coach Greg McDermott. What makes this group so special?
I think simply because of the adversity that we faced. And you'd probably have to search long and hard to find a team that lost six games in a row at one point in the season and then reached the Sweet 16. Very difficult to do for guys to stick together and not point the finger at one another, you know, not point the finger at the coaches not blaming the players. We just really worked together during a very difficult time and made sure we came out better on the other end of it. And, you know, they trusted in one another. They trusted in our daily preparation. And as a result, you know, we're still playing, and it's late in March.
When you had a moment to celebrate after the Baylor victory, what did you tell your players in the locker room?
Yeah, you know, just how proud I was of them. You know, we've been through a lot. It's been quite a journey this year of highs and lows. And, you know, when you reflect back on that and realize that, you know, this group stuck with one another, they believed in each other, they believed in the coaching staff, There's a lot of pride there. And at the same time, we want to celebrate. We want to take joy in what we accomplished. But we also have a big game on Friday, and, you know, we're excited to try to continue to advance in this tournament.
And I thought it was very fitting to defeat Baylor. We all know in 2014 you had a heck of a team and things just didn't go your way. How did that loss to Baylor in the tourney in 2014 really just change your program to where it is today?
Well, you know, those four seniors that were part of that group, my son Doug and Johannes Maniga, Ethan Rogge, and Grant Gibbs, you know, they ushered us into the Big East era. We went from the Missouri Valley Conference to the Big East overnight. And that group of guys was able to finish second in the Big East to Villanova, lose in the Big East championship game in the Garden, and then be a three seed in the NCAA tournament. So I think that group really established that anything is possible at Creighton. And, you know, they got us off to a great start, and it really set the sails for the things that were to come for this program. So I talked to a couple of them last night. I've been texting all four of them today. Obviously, there's a lot of pride in what transpired last night. And I think, you know, they take great pride in knowing that they got this all started.
And, Coach, I'm a New Yorker. I always remember skipping school and going to the Big East tournament. And there's been a lot of changes with the Big East, and people are going to wonder what the future's like for the league. We know what Villanova has done recently, but to see three teams now in the Sweet 16, I know it's not surprising to you, but what does it say about the health and the state of the conference?
Yeah, I mean, and you know, you mentioned you went to the Big East tournament as a child, so you know what that tournament's about. And there's no conference tournament in the country like it. I, you know, have the television on during the Big East tournament, having the other conference tournaments games on in the background while I'm preparing. And they're not sold out like the Garden is. And it's just an unbelievable environment, an unbelievable experience for our guys. But, you know, the Big East is, it's here to stay. You know, Val Ackerman and Stu Jackson from the Big East office, and obviously the leadership of Jay Wright in the early years when this reconfigured conference started, you know, set us on a path where there's an unbelievable commitment to men's basketball by the member institutions in this league. And it's fun to see the success that we've had. We've been beating each other's brains in all year, and now it's really fun to see three of us in the Sweet 16.
Your matchup coming up on Friday against Princeton, what a story that is. Third straight year of 15s defeated at 2, and then they really took it to Missouri the other night. What stands out to you about the team that Mitch Henderson has?
Yeah, I'm just digging into them now, and obviously Coach Henderson's done a great job during his tenure there. You know, they don't beat themselves. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They're very disciplined on both ends of the floor. And, you know, as I told our team today, we had a hard time stopping Arizona. I think they scored 80-something on us, and Princeton just held them to 55. So I think that speaks to what they're capable of. And, you know, we know it's going to be a heck of a matchup, and we're playing a very good basketball team.
When you look at Ryan Kalkbrenner and how he's improved as a player, what just has stood out to you the most with his journey so far at Creighton?
Yeah, you know, probably his work ethic. You know, he was gangly, skinny, a little bit clumsy as a freshman, not great stamina, and just everything that he's done from the day he's walked on campus really has reworked his shooting mechanics. You know, he's added 35, 40 pounds to his frame. Got himself in incredible shape. But, you know, he's our anchor defensively at the rim. He puts a lot of pressure on the rim offensively in transition and in our ball screen offense, and has been a heck of a leader for our team. So, you know, we're glad he's on our side. He's had an unbelievable year.
I know Ryan Nebhard had 30 points for you the other night. His brother a few years ago got the best of you guys in an NCAA tournament game when he was at Gonzaga. Just what has really impressed you about him and what he was able to do for you guys in this NCAA tournament so far?
Yeah, you know, R2's played great all year long. You know, he's really the engine for our team. He gets our transition game going. He sets the tone on the top of the defense on that end of the floor. But, you know, he's a point guard that you can trust. He never really changes emotions. He's pretty even-keeled in his approach. And he takes what the defense gives him. There's games where he's had 9 assists and 1 turnover and scored 6 points, and we've been successful. And, you know, last night the defense went under some screens. He was able to get loose and transition some, so he hit some big shots for us. So he's a heck of a player, and it was fun to see. You know, he and Ryan both missed the game to go to the Sweet 16 last year, and to have them play such a big role in these two games this weekend was great to see.
Coach, we discussed the adversity you guys did go through earlier in the year when you lost 6 in a row. At one point, also, we're sitting at 9-8. Does that just really make you guys a more dangerous team? Because nationally, when you go through that, everyone's then counting you out, and then it's tough to get people to buy back in on Creighton. Do you guys feel like you're being overlooked a little bit?
None of that stuff really makes any difference to me. I think what that non-conference schedule did is it number one, it prepared us for the Big East, and I think it's also prepared us for the NCAA tournament. We played three very difficult games in Maui, all ranked teams. We came home, went to Texas, who obviously is still in the Sweet 16, and then we lost at home to Nebraska that had a very good year. And then we went to Vegas and played, BYU and Arizona State, all those games without – three of those games without Kalkbrenner. So we learned a lot. We grew a lot. We lost some close games in that situation, but that – we saw a little bit of everything, and when you play different teams from different parts of the country, it prepares you for what you're going to see in the NCAA tournament, and I certainly think the non-conference schedule we played loomed large in us being able to get a sixth seed, and it's really prepared us for what we're going to see moving forward.
Coach, before we let you run, just getting back to the state of the Big East Conference, we see Ed Cooley today leave Providence to go to Georgetown. Rick Pitino is getting back into the Big East and is going to be going to St. John. Just how did you react to those two moves?
Well, obviously we've got great coaches in this league, and we've added another one in Rick Pitino, and then Coach Cooley's just he's moving down the road to Georgetown, and Ed left the Providence program in a much better place than he found it. Unprecedented success there over a long period of time, and if this is what he thinks right for he and his family, I'm extremely happy for him. He's a great friend of mine, and I wish him all the best at Georgetown, except for a couple times a year.
Love that answer. Well, Coach, been fun to watch your team as of late. Good luck coming up on Friday up against Princeton, and appreciate you doing this.
Absolutely. Great to join you.
Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Nothing's better than feeling comfortable in your own shoes. Maybe you're a parent raising a little rock star or a tech nomad working from anywhere. Allbirds wants you to be comfortable in your actual shoes, too. Their wool runners, pipers, and loungers are so cozy, you might forget you're wearing them. And they're crafted from natural materials that tread lightly on our planet. So get comfortable in your shoes. Get to know the wool runners, pipers, and loungers at allbirds.com. That's ALLBIRDS.com.